It saddens me to report that we have just lost Kobe Bryant's dad. It is being reported that Joe Jellybean Bryant has died at the age of 69. Kobe Bryant's dad has spent 8 seasons in the NBA with 3 different franchises, and it seems as if he has died from a massive stroke. Today we're going to discuss the unpredictable nature of death, preparing for the uncertain, and how you can protect your family and your assets so it doesn't happen to you. All of this and more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. As a certified private wealth advisor professional, this is right up my alley. Traditionally on this show, we talk about budgeting. We talk about growing our assets. We talk about retirement. But rarely do we talk about being the ultra rich and what do they do when they die. And before you turn off this podcast saying, though, this has nothing to do with me, I want you to tune in because the less money you have, actually the more sense this makes. I remember a joke by Chris Rock when he said, prenups are not just for the rich people. He said Frank Sinatra was worth about $50 million. If he loses half of his money in a divorce, he has $25 million left. I think he'll be okay. But if you only have $50,000 and you lose half of what you have to a divorce, you're in trouble. Even though this was just a joke, it's very important to understand that the way that we transfer our money and how money moves in and out of our hands is going to determine our probability of success, which is not outliving our money. It was reported in the BBC back in January of 2020 that U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna were among 9 people killed in a helicopter crash in the city of Calabasas, California. Bryant, who was 41, and Gianna, who was 13, were traveling in a private helicopter when it came down and burst into flames. The LA County Sheriff said there were no survivors. Bryant, a 5-time NBA champion, played for the LA Lakers throughout his career and is considered one of the greatest players in the game's history. Some sources say that Kobe Bryant was worth over $600 million. That's over half a billion dollars, ladies and gentlemen. So when he died at the tender age of 41, it was a shock to the whole family. Dying is something that we cannot predict, but it's something that we can prepare for. There's also a little joke I keep in the back of my head that says, make sure that you do the right thing because no one was born on this earth who made it out alive. Once again, death is very unpredictable, but one thing we do have is the experience of other people. There are individuals who have seen people pass and there are people who make laws about people who pass. So as long as we are breathing and we have a heartbeat, we have the ability to prepare for death, and this is how you can do it. The first thing you're going to do, you're going to write down everything that you find valuable. This doesn't have to be a long laundry list of every light bulb and screw that you have in the house, or maybe even every yearbook that you've collected, but you're going to go from top to bottom. One of the most expensive things many people own are their houses, and you could start there. The next, you may go down to your car, and then maybe some rental property. You may have bank accounts, and you have retirement accounts, and you may even have a savings account at multiple banks. Some individuals have non-traditional assets, such as art or jewelry. You'll want to put those things down as well. The next thing you're going to do is highlight the things that are very important to you. You may have a doll collection or even a library of books that you cherish. Once you've made this list, you're going to use this to speak with an estate attorney and draft up a will. This will is going to let the world know what's most important to you. So that's why it's important to have these items on here so you can designate them to your beneficiaries. Now, beneficiaries are just one of those very difficult words to pronounce, but very easy to understand. All it is who's going to get what when you die. Who is going to take over the responsibility of taking care of all those precious items that you listed. And the reason this episode applies to the death of Joe Jellybean Bryant, because when Kobe Bryant passed away, he was younger than Joe, obviously. So even if Joe had Kobe Bryant as his beneficiary, now Joe had to go in and update the will. So either he had to appoint another one or risk that his property was going through the state anyway. That's why we should always make it a point to have a contingent beneficiary. So if you're a parent, you have a child or a grandchild, their names are on the account, make sure that you add a contingent beneficiary, somebody to take over if something should happen to the beneficiary, God forbid. Now, why do we need to do this? Once again, because if you don't appoint a contingent beneficiary, then when you do die, it's as if you don't have any beneficiaries at all, and you might not have time to change it if God calls you home before you can. Now, keep in mind, you can name as many contingent beneficiaries as you like, and even beneficiaries as you like. But make sure when you're dividing your assets that they all add up to 100%. I am going to say that again for the people in the back. Make sure your assets add up to 100%, 100.00. And when I mean 100, I mean 100. I don't mean for three people, 33%, 33%, 33%, because that's only 99%. And I don't mean 33.333, 33.333, 33.333 either, because that's only 99.999. Unfortunately, if you have an odd number of individuals, somebody is going to get more than the other person. I don't care if it's a tenth or a hundredth of a percent, somebody needs to make sure it equals to 100. Why am I stressing this so bad? Because it causes so many issues. It causes more problems than it solves. Because one, most likely is going to be not in good order when you process this through the bank. And then also, there's still leftover assets that we don't know who to give things to. You think 1%, what is that? But if you have $1 million or $10 million, or in the case of Kobe Bryant, $600 million, 1% of $600 million is $6 million. And even if it's 1/10 of a percent, that's $600,000 that's unaccounted for. This is where theft happens, ladies and gentlemen, when we neglect the small details. So as brothers and sisters in Christ, we must learn to prepare for the uncertainty. Right now, as you may be listening, and it feels a little overwhelming, all these vocabulary words, contingent beneficiary, beneficiary, will, I don't know what this means. It's only because you're not familiar with it. Getting a will, identifying what you have valuable, and designating beneficiaries and contingent beneficiaries is not difficult. But sometimes I know deep down inside, we just don't want to make a mistake, especially when it comes to something so serious as death and something that is so high value as all of your assets. This is something that we can help you with. Our clients do it all the time. At AB Ridgeway Wealth Management, we do financial plans to help you consolidate some of your assets, name beneficiaries and contingent beneficiaries, so your property goes to the people you want it to go to. Also, we help consolidate the assets. Too many people were afraid of FDIC coverage, so they have two or three different banks. Maybe they move from different jobs, so they have retirement accounts they haven't touched in years. We help you find all those assets, consolidate it, so you know exactly where your money is and where it's going to go. You know my idea, die with zero. It's not about dying with the last dollar on your deathbed and you go buy a Coke. That's not what that's about. It's about making sure every dollar is found, accounted for, and has a beneficiary so it's passed on to the next generation. You may be thinking, well, you know what? I don't need to do all that, right? All the money is going to go to my spouse. Well, that's exactly what happened to Kobe Bryant. While he's alive, he's probably provided for his mom and dad with some extra change and money to get them by. But it seems that the money wasn't enough because what we found out was that Kobe Bryant's parents actually sold his NBA championship rings. And they actually had an estranged relationship with his wife. And at some points, it seemed like Kobe Bryant. They were selling some of his memorabilia, all the things he worked so hard, his trophies. They gave it away. That shows you that be careful what you dedicate your life to, because the people you leave behind may not cherish it as much as you do. So you get to choose the people who are going to appreciate your things, not just for you to hoard it and pass it on to someone who's going to put it on Facebook Marketplace. And listen, I don't know the arrangement. I didn't read the will. I didn't read the estate plan and nothing like that. But I'm assuming that of that $600 million, their parents didn't get a really large sum of it. And maybe they thought they were going to outlive Kobe Bryant and didn't need to be in the will in the first place, right? So that's why it's very important that we align our values with our estate plan. It is understandable. Kobe Bryant probably didn't prepare for the fact that he may die before his dad or his mom. It's a very sad circumstance. But we also see this with blended families. And I'm going to tell you a quick story here. When I used to work at this brokerage firm in another lifetime, I had a man and a woman who were married, and it was their second marriage. The man had a sizable retirement account, around $1 million, and he had about three children from his first marriage. His new wife had about 4 children of her own. During our accounts review, I spoke to him privately and let him know that he doesn't have any beneficiaries on his account. And if he died, the assets will go to his spouse, 100%. He said that's exactly where he wanted to go, and there's no problem with that. But what I mentioned to him was that since this is his second marriage, and they don't share children together, that once she inherits this IRA, she can update it to beneficiaries to whoever she wants. Why? Because retirement accounts bypass probate. What that means is how the IRAs are titled is who they go to. If your beneficiary is your wife, she's going to get 100%. If it's your nephew, he is going to get 100%. It doesn't matter how large the estate is. It does not go through probate court. So whatever that title says, that's what happens. So the man said he understood and how sweet she was and how she would take care of everything. They've already talked about it and how she's going to give some of the money to his children and everything is going to be rainbow and roses. And I told him, if that is true, let's put it on paper. But he didn't want to do that. So as you know, as a financial advisor, it is not my job to tell you what to do with your money, but only advise you on what you can do with your money and then also some of the possible risk of the decisions that you make. Because there's a lot of things we feel we want to do, but we don't understand the risk associated because when we go online, when we talk to our friends, they talk about just the positive things, but they don't talk about the downside risk. Just like your friends who say, take out your money out of your 401k because that's your money. So when you retire, take it out. That's great. But they don't tell you that if you're under 59 and a half, that you have an early 10% penalty. And then your taxable income is going to spike if you don't put it into a qualified account. A financial advisor would tell you that. Okay. But anyway, let's get back to the story. A few years later, this man passes away. The new wife actually comes in with the death certificate. She rolls over her retirement account into what? Into her name. And she adds what? Some new beneficiaries. And guess what names were not on the list? All of that man's children. The only people she put on that IRA were who? Her own children. The first wife and the children trying to go to court. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? There's nothing they can do. Why? Because the beneficiaries are set. Okay, account titling supersedes any will. So even if he put in the will, my kids are going to get my IRA. I tricked my wife. She's not going to get anything. You're going to get everything. Guess what? It doesn't work that way. Okay, he didn't put any beneficiaries. So officially, it's her account and there is nothing they can do. So if you have a retirement account that's sitting out there, maybe it's $500,000 or $600,000. And you say, well, this is for my kids and this is for my wife. There's no guarantee that they're going to get it, even if you put it in your will. You must go to that custodian, whoever has it. And when I say custodian, the bank or the job or whoever has your retirement account or some of those accounts, you're going to let them know, this is what I want. I want this person as the beneficiary and I want this person as a contingent beneficiary. Account titling is very important. There are so many different account types. You need to know which one is going to fit your lifestyle. So I'm definitely sending out my condolences to Kobe Bryant's father, who introduced him to the game of basketball. And if it wasn't for him, he may not be the superstar that we all know and love today. Unfortunately, due to a lack of planning, his father was not able to spend his last days in luxury as he was used to when his son was alive. And now someone else has control over the wealth. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's his wife. She should have the assets. And I'm not saying she shouldn't. But what I am saying is that with $600 million, there may have been some family and friends that could have benefited from some of those assets if he would have designated some beneficiaries and he could choose who he wants to give a portion to. Now, the decision is 100% his wife's now, who may not have the same intentions, may not have the same loved ones as he did. And that's the price that we pay when we don't prepare. So what are we going to do, brothers and sisters? We're going to make a list of all the assets that we have. We're going to make sure we get a will and identify all the beneficiaries and contingent beneficiaries. We're going to go to all of our accounts and add beneficiaries and contingent beneficiaries just in case something happens to us and something happens to our beneficiaries. We have a what? we have a backup plan. And brothers and sisters, this is not everything, but these are some important things we need to do before we pass away. There's things such as medical proxies and power of attorneys, executorships, things that we've talked about on this program before. That documentation is just as important as we prepare ourselves for death. So if you have any questions, or maybe you're considering, you know, what should you do to prepare yourself? You can always schedule a consultation with us at AB Ridgeway Wealth Management. You can set up a free consultation. We'll go over your situation. I'll make sure I put the link in the description. So scroll through the summary. It should be there somewhere at the bottom. Also, if you like this episode, make sure that you subscribe, like, comment, and share. It's all free. So if you want to do something, you could do it for me. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.